The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
A carefully trained voice, specially chosen for excellence in clarity and diction, repeats over and over the same words, the same phrase, in a manner that most parakeets are most likely to imitate. For the next few seconds, this record will be silent. It then begins your parakeet's talking lesson. In the future, start at this next groove following the short pause, and always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one.
Hello.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one.
Hello.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
A carefully trained voice, specially chosen for excellence in clarity and diction.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 926 of the BFO for Thursday, the 18th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got a Vegas update today, and we're going to go and read some e-letters. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, Fatheads! Big Fatty, please! Y'all don't have any idea who that one came from, but thank you, whoever sent it! I appreciate it! And y'all, and, you know, Big Fatty don't remember. Y'all, I'm telling you, Big Fatty don't remember shit. And y'all, by the way, I couldn't have been more wrong on the MasterChef outcome than I was on my prediction. I know I've probably ruined it for some of you, but anyway, so be it, because you know that's what Big Fatty does best. Big Fatty ruins everything. That's what he does best. Y'all, it was quite the day in the coal mine. Big Fatty was working on a few little projects, and y'all, then we had a meeting this afternoon. Old Veda and Larry Klein and I, we were discussing some options, and we were running through some ideas, and finally Big Fatty just said, why don't we just do a postcard with a schedule of coal mining activities on it? And they both went, yes, that's lovely. And so, y'all, that's what we're going to do. Anyway, but y'all, while we were in this big hootenanny meeting, old Veda, I have to give him credit. He helped Big Fatty move everything from the MacBook over to the MacBook Pro. And y'all, today's little show is the first little show that I'm recording on the MacBook Pro. And y'all, you know, it's got that lion. And y'all, everything's backwards. You move your fingers one way, and you know, you're used to moving them one way, and it moves things the opposite way. So y'all, it's going to take, there's a little bit of a learning curve there for most people, and for Big Fatty, I'll probably get it about, oh, I don't know, 2015, something like that. Big Fatty. And anyway, but y'all, I'm just delighted with it. It's larger. It's very, very handsome. It's a handsome machine, y'all. It's very handsome. And y'all, all Oveda did, you know, he set up a few little registration things. And y'all, then he put a code in between the MacBook and the MacBook Pro. And y'all, there's something called the Migration Assistant. And y'all, he clicked on the Migration Assistant, and y'all, while we were in the meeting, it transferred everything, and y'all, it put everything right on the new machine where it was on the old machine. Y'all, I could not believe how easy it was. And about the only thing it didn't do was send the registration in, because I was not connected to the intertubes. But y'all, and I hope we got to see if we've got the what do you call that thing? The time capsule. Is that what it's called? What is it called? It's called the time machine or whatever. Whatever that thing is, Big Fatty. We know you don't remember it. But, y'all, whatever that thing's called, we got to make sure that it's going to be backing up. Big Fatty, you don't need to back up. You need to keep it moving. Let's see. What else? And, y'all, and quite frankly, I'm enjoying the larger screen, and I may have to lighten it up a little bit. Oh, it's already all the way lit. Okay. Well, Big Fatty, maybe I'll just have to get my specs checked. Big Fatty, you are just retarded! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we had a Vegas update, but y'all, I did want to tell you that we've gotten a couple of more reservations, and y'all, the one is going to be staying at the Luxor Resort with us, and one is not. And y'all, then we've got a request of somebody who may be coming that is interested in seeing if somebody needs a roommate. So y'all, first of all, the person that's coming out to the Big Pride 48 that is staying at the Luxor is none other than that Guru Nudie, y'all. I don't know if you knew this or not, but he is from Tampa. And, y'all, he is coming out there. And also, he's not bringing Lover Man. So, y'all, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Big Freddy, you got it. But, y'all, that is lasagna. And some cheesecake. And y'all, the person that's coming that's not going to be staying at the Luxor is that turnip head, one of the Mexicans. Another Mexican will be there, and he's bringing some friend of his. I don't recall his friend's name, but it's like Larry or something like that. Y'all, they're staying out near the airport because you know the turnip head. He gets stuck in a what do you call that thing? A rut. And y'all, he's got to stay at the airport. Yes, Big Freddy, I know. He just yes. And y'all, then the other person that was on the Twitter today says, I'm thinking about going to Vegas, but I'm just thinking about it. Is anyone looking for a roommate? Y'all, it's that JT. You know, he used to do five or six different little shows, but he didn't do any right now. And y'all, if you're interested in sharing a room with JT, y'all, I cannot vouch for the way he smells. But anyway, you know, he thinks that I'm Kevin Beaver. But he's a little cray cray. But y'all, who of us isn't a little cray cray? Yes, Big Freddy, that's why we're all going to Vegas. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're getting quite the crowd coming out there. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, it's never too late. Y'all, we are only 29 days away from the big event. So, anyway, y'all get it. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, I'm gonna go over here and try to catch up on some of these e-letters that people have sent to me. Y'all, Paul, you know, Paul always likes to send me the crazy things that make Big Fatty giggle. And y'all, he says, Big Fatty, y'all, this is getting back to, you know, when Big Fatty was talking about the Take That. Y'all, they've got a show over there in the UK, or they used to anyway, called the Big Bruffcus. And y'all, he sent me some videos of the Take That. Y'all, you can probably get them over there at the YouTube. Y'all, in fact, all of these videos are from the YouTube, and y'all, he says that the Big Brofkas had lots of bizarre features, and the studio was like a cottage, and interviews were conducted in the bathroom by Zig and Zag, who are aliens, and in the bedroom on a bed. Families were featured and teased throughout the week, but the games would be your favorite. And y'all, that is not spelled with a U. And y'all, then there's some videos of the Take That boys running around in their underpants and all. And y'all, you ought to go over there and take a look at all that. Just go over there to the YouTube and take a look at it. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Paul, thank you for that one. Y'all, that one's been sitting around for a long time. Trucker Alex. Trucker Alex is always sending Big Fatty something good. Y'all, in fact, he sent me the iPhone app for the Von's East, and y'all, it shows you what's on sale and what the coupons are and the BOGOs. You know, that's the buy one, get one. So, y'all, thank you, Trucker Alex. And y'all, I see that he is down there in that Lakeland, Florida. Y'all, I understand that there's an air conditioning outage down there. So, perhaps Trucker Alex is bringing in condenser parts. Big, fatty condenser parts. That's a good one. He sent me something also about the All Things Considered. That's one of those NPR programs. And, y'all, there was a specific episode about it. And, y'all, I don't know why he sent it to me, because, y'all, it had something about, oh, it was Requiem for Pork Bellies. Big Fatty, you don't have a requiem, but you've got a pork belly. So, anyway, and, y'all, I've got all kinds of eaters. I got to go through here and throw some of this shit away. Throw some of this shit away, but let's see. Witticisms of Ignorance. Y'all, Paul has sent me this one also, and let's just see what this is. This is Witticisms of Ignorance. Y'all, these are like bumper stickers. And it says, it's not whether you win or lose, but how you place the blame. That's a good one, Big Freddy. You are not drunk if you can lie on the floor without holding on. Big Freddy, we know an old gal that loves that one. We have enough youth. That sounds like Dr. Stone has that one. The original point-and-click interface was a Smith & Wesson. Bah! Freddy, ain't that the truth? A fool and his money can throw one heck of a party. Yes! When blondes have more fun, do they know it? Y'all, that's an excellent one. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, you know, there was an old saying. I've forgotten all about this. But, y'all, there was an old saying. And, y'all, I want you to just picture this in your mind. Just clear your mind. Clear your minds. Clear your minds. And, y'all, think of how truly, truly odd and redonkulous that we would be if indeed our eyes were as big as our stomachs.
Fatty!
Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, I don't know why I thought of that the other day, but I did, and it stuck in my mind. And y'all, when you get old things, shit gets stuck in your mind. You can't remember shit, but it gets stuck up in there anyway. Y'all, 5 days a week, my body is a temple. The other 2 days, it's an amusement park. Dear God, I'm not sure what that means. Learn from your parents' mistakes. Use birth control. Oh, ain't that the truth? Money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch. If at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you. Reality is only an illusion that occurs due to the lack of alcohol. Yes, Big Freddy. Time's fun when you're having flies. And that was said by Kermit the Frog. You were born naked, wet, and hungry. Things get worse. Red meat is not bad for you. Fuzzy green meat is bad for you. 95% of all lawyers give the rest of us a bad name. One good thing about the Alzheimer's is you get to meet new people every day. Yes, Big Freddy. Xerox and Wurlitzer will merge to produce reproductive organs. Beh! The Alabama state motto. Yo, we'll do this one. We'll do this one for that gay country boy. And that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Freddy. The Alabama state motto. At least we're not Mississippi. Artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. Y'all, truer words have never been spoken. The latest survey shows that 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the population. Big Fatty. And y'all, this one I'm going to send out to the old gal. Because, y'all, you'll understand when I say it. You know why a banana is like a politician? When he first comes in, he is green, then he turns yellow, and then he's rotten. I think congressmen should wear uniforms like NASCAR drivers so we could identify their corporate sponsors. Oh, Lord. Paul, you always send me some good stuff. Good stuff! So, y'all, I got to see how the old time is getting away from us here. I tell you what, let's do this.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, let's see here. Y'all, since we talked about the Mexican earlier, y'all, our Axe Big Fatty today is going to come from the turnip head. And y'all, he says, Big Fatty, does it count if you get home from work just after midnight and you say rabbit, rabbit, and then go to bed? Well, yes, of course it does, but it only counts on the first day of the month. So, but yes, it's supposed to be the first thing you say at the beginning of the, well, I guess that's the end of your, but on the first thing you say on the first day of the month. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's do another one of these. Y'all, let's get the Mola Man, since yesterday was his exiting of the birth canal celebration. He says, Mr. Fat One. I spend a lot of time sitting on my comfy plastic chair outside listening to my cricket lovies. They rub their legs so loud to make a nice song. Why do I not hear them get it on? Big Fatty, he is as vulgar as you are. And y'all, but he's not as old as Big Fatty, that's for sure, anyway. So, Mola Man, let's see, well, how do you know you're not hearing them get it on? I guess is what I would say. You know, maybe they're just quiet when Big Fatty, go rub some legs together like two pieces. Oh, never mind, it's vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I gotta say, for the first recording on the new MacBook Pro, y'all. It is, I am very happy with it because, y'all, it's not giving me the first bit of trouble. And, y'all, it is very fast compared to the old MacBook. But, y'all, the old MacBook, you know, the old gal, you can't dismiss the old ones, y'all. You just can't dismiss the old ones because, you know, they're with you through thick and thin. And, y'all, they're like those crickets. They're like those crickets or those birds. What are those birds called? I know they're called those parakeets, Big Fatty.
A carefully trained voice, specially chosen for excellence in clarity and diction.
Big Fatty, I didn't know they did a film strip about you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.